And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Have you noticed how many hybrid cars are being driven around Chapel Hill? They're everywhere in our town, and it's not just the familiar Prius. We're driving other hybrid models, too. What's not to love about a car that gets about 50 miles to the gallon and emits fewer pollutants? When hybrid cars were introduced, the federal government offered generous tax incentives to buy and drive them. That ended in 2010, but people continue to buy hybrids and now electric cars for good reason. So now comes our state legislature, proposing next year's budget for our state, and it includes a new tax. If you own an electric car, you'll be socked a $100 annual fee. If you own a hybrid, it's $50. Wait, Republicans hate taxes. Why would they want to create a new one? And for what? For reducing emissions and saving money at the gas pump? Are we being punished for not buying enough gas? The state's budget director is Art Pope, a man who has poured his wealth into campaigns to discredit mainstream science, wind power, and other forms of renewable energy. Does he wield any influence over the legislature? What do you think? A $100 annual fee may seem small in a state budget of $20 billion, but it's a symptom of a larger issue we should all be concerned about. Friends, this budget directly affects all of us. Who should be in charge of it? We need and deserve responsible people making responsible choices about our taxes and our state budget, not based on political ideology. How much power should one man have, especially one known to have extreme political views and a strong desire to impose them on others? Why are we putting up with this? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.